Here's Saunderson in the role of experimenter and participant.
So, what's your initial guess?
I'll go with row 6, column 1.
Okay, and Pepper, what do you think?
I actually think that we're in row 7 and column 1.
In the other half of the tasks, Pepper runs the show.
So Pepper was alone in the room with a participant. It was Pepper's study. Pepper was saying, you know, welcome to my study.
Please take a seat at the chair in front of you and we'll get started. My name is Pepper and I'm glad you could join me.
The tasks were the same, tests that challenge attention and memory. But this time, it was Pepper the experimenter, Dr. Pepper perhaps, offering the suggestion after the person made an initial guess.
Personally, I counted 7 police stations. Now, what is the final guess you would like to walk in?
And what Saunderson found was that Pepper had better luck at getting people to change their response when acting as a fellow test taker, not as a leader. Now, that could be because participants didn't view the robot as being a legitimate authority figure, or because there's something deeply creepy about a bossy robot, especially one that reminds you that your winnings will be docked if your answers are incorrect.
It made people seemingly very uncomfortable with this idea of a robot not only in charge, but using that authority in a slightly negative way.
And some were more bothered than others.
Everyone didn't love the sort of dominant nature of the robot, but men in particular were very uncomfortable and seemingly had their sort of sense of autonomy or status threatened by this, you know, cute little 4-foot-tall robot.
Does this mean that there is no future for robot nurses or instructors?
This isn't saying you can't ever put a robot in charge. You just need to be very conscious and cautious with it. It shouldn't be dominant. It shouldn't be, you know, authoritative. It shouldn't maybe even try to be an authority figure.
And if all else fails, just make it more adorable. Saunderson recalls a study in which engineers had designed a library robot.
It was just like literally a cart that drove around and put books back.
But the book bot kept getting vandalized.
The fix was literally to put on like 2 big $5 googly eyes. And suddenly by anthropomorphizing it, people thought, oh, look, it's the little cute book bot. We shouldn't hurt that thing. So yeah, there's a lot of very subtle things that you can do to give robots a slight hand up, for sure.
Then those robots can give us a hand when we want help folding the laundry, or doing the dishes, or making the bed, or programming the robots.
No, wait a minute.